R&B singer Kalise Rogers, or simply Kalise, has made a career of reinventing herself. She did her first live show in years last week at the South by Southwest Festival. NPR's Monica Evstatieva was there.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new light for me.
Our rendition of Nina Simone's Feeling Good is the first song the audience at South by Southwest heard, and appropriately so, as Kalise re-emerged after 4 years. But in her typical strong-headed fashion, she insists she has not been away for that long.
No, not at all. I don't know who said that. Like, that's not true.
Well, it is true. But in her defense, Kalise never stopped touring in Europe and Asia, where her last albums have been more successful. Kalise started singing as a teenager. By the time she turned 20, she had her first hit single, Caught Out There. But it was her 2003 song Milkshake that made her an international pop star. Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right, it's better than yours, I could teach you, but I have to charge. After Milkshake, success did not come easily. And in 2006, Kalise decided to make a change. A big change. After a long dispute with her label, she quit music and started cooking.
To be honest with you, when I went to culinary school, I really felt like I was done with music. I needed a break. You know, I didn't set out to be a singer or anything like that. So I kind of felt like I had accomplished more than I could have ever imagined. And it was no longer fun.
After a year of intense classes, she graduated from the Cordon Bleu Cooking School as a certified
saucier, yeah.
An expert in sauces, that is. So naming her new album was a no-brainer.
When someone asked me, you know, what the name of the album was, I think I just jokingly was like, food. And when I said it out loud, it was like, oh, that's a good, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to stick with that. It's good.
And most of her song titles are named for food, but they're really not about that. Like this track, Jerk Ribs.
I grew up in Harlem, and my dad was a jazz musician, and so he would just practice and just play all day, and so it became this backdrop for my life. It became the soundtrack for my upbringing. It feels just like you should wake up this, and this is what it looks like. So don't miss this, this is what it looks like.
Kalise's gastronomic passion did not stop with the track names. She's come up with another clever gimmick, a food truck. And she brought it with her to Austin. Chef by day, R&B diva by night.
Last night, actually, before I went on stage, I went and had to finish up some sauces. And then around 2 o'clock, I'll be cooking again.
And what was the reaction to her food?
My name's Julie Jarzemski. We just happened across the Kalise food truck.
How are the jerk ribs?
They're delicious. They're a little spicy. Got some yummy coleslaw on the side. Yeah, it's awesome. Good job, Kalise.
The only complaint? No milkshake on the menu. Well, maybe that can be added later. As for her new songs, the reaction at South by Southwest was more mixed.
My name's Christina. I'm from Austin, Texas. And I'm a little disappointed that she's totally changed her style of music. I just feel like there's an edge that she's completely taking out of her new music. And I'm just being honest.
Kalise has changed her style. And at 34, she's happy where she's at. And she says when she goes on tour, the food truck is coming with her. Something for everyone, whether you prefer her jerk ribs in a song or on the plate. Monica Evstatieva, NPR News.
And Monica is our director. She picks the music on our show, and to hear her favorites, head to Spotify. You'll find her playlist at NPR ATC.